I think the most challenging thing with teaching online synchronously is that you don't really get any feedback from people that are in your classroom unless you actively look for it. It's kind of like being in a walled off room with your students on the other side of the wall, and unless you've found some way to reach out to them, you really don't know how they're responding to what you're saying. And different people have different responses to that. Sometimes people will, an instructor will start to speak more and keep going for longer because they haven't received any feedback about how their audience is understanding them. Some other people will just, talk very briefly. So some of the ways that I get over some of that is by first trying to use my imagination a little bit. And that can be helped by photos of the participants if they're available, or early on in the session, having them check in with video or audio if it's a small enough group. One thing that's, I think, really important in teaching synchronously is planning for interaction within your class. And if you're uploading slides, for example, say PowerPoint slides, put things in the PowerPoint that prompt you to reach out to those people that are in your online class. So, for example, maybe you have a slide that has a continuum on it, and you ask your participants to place themselves on that continuum with one of the text tools or markers, or asking for feedback with the text tool. So there's unlimited numbers of ways that you can create interactions with people online in these kind of classrooms. The other thing that's your friend is the participant panel. I think it's useful to keep your eye on there. And if, especially if you're asking for participation, you can use the polling tools or question tools there. Especially if you have a really large group, that's a nice way to get some people interacting, and you get a feel for how they're interacting with what you're teaching. I guess the other thing is to make sure that, or just know that they can't see you. And so if you are looking at something on your screen and you're saying this or that, if you're not using a pointer or some way to point it out on the screen, they may not know what this or that means. So being concrete and using tools such as the pointer are a nice way to let them know where you are in space and time.